All right, good morning.
Good morning.
While watching Carrie dance.
I love that song.
Wow.
The song makes me happy.
That made her really happy. If you were here, you would see how happy she really
is. It's
like
a little dance party in the studio.
Yeah. Wow.
It's good. Get you going.
You never see you dance. Like, you
music
never,
is...
Yeah, you don't act like a normal person. So today...
I'm not a normal person.
Really? Holy cow.
No, I love music. I mean, and, music is like...
No,
music,
I do too.
Music is my drug, man.
I know, but this is so funny. You know what it is? Because we're hanging out more because we have events, right?
Yes.
So I end up spending time with Carrie now.
So we're our forced interactions now. We've always liked each other. But
we liked each other, but we never saw each other a lot. We're always like, you know, the people that come into town for a show and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
But now I get to hang out with her. So today, yeah, she was actually dancing. I said, "Holy cow, it's like a real person." And then she actually did that whole. You know, I don't, how do you say it? White girl weave.
Oh, yeah, the white girl, like.
Wave.
Yeah, where I got, like, the arms going one way and the shoulders. Yeah.
Yeah. Holy cow. Yeah. Now you, yeah. I'm glad I got to see that social awkwardness of Carrie. No, I'm just
kidding. There's more to come.
I can't wait, because we're actually going to spend a weekend together.
Yeah, we should talk about that a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I'm real excited. It's going to be really cold. Yeah, we're going October 14th.
Yeah.
We're taking off with Rockcovery Fitness, which is our new best friends in the whole wide world. Right?
I mean, I heart them. Yes. I love them. They're good people. Good group.
So we're going to keep on promoting them. So we're going to go up there and we're going to climb a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go up Friday, right? And then be there all day.
Yep.
And then Saturday, we're going to trek up a 10-mile loop.
Yeah, about Big Slide Mountain.
At the Big Slide Mountain.
Yeah.
And we're going to come back on Sunday. But no, this is big, so we're hanging out for a
while. We don't just talk the talk here at Sober Life Radio.
No, we're really. We
walk the walk, right. Quite literally.
We're sharing a tent. Right? This is going to be fun, I'm thinking. So all you clowns in your clown suits, this is getting
weird.
I want
to see a clown. I really do. I don't want, like, a deranged one that's, like, literally unstable that could potentially hurt me. But I want to see one, and I want to get a selfie with it.
Right.
Maybe punch it in the face. I don't know. We'll
Why don't
see.
We get a clown? Why don't we actually... if anyone wants to show up right now in your clown suit... The whole thing, it's just crazy because something's going to happen. I already feel something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and half these clowns, it's not the three. I mean, they're promoting it.
Right.
These are all copycats, right?
Well, they're kids, teenagers and some other random people.
Yeah, I'd rather have them doing that than, you know, shooting up. But I'm sure something's going to happen, something bad. So you got to be careful if you're out there, you know, dressed up like somebody and then you walk into someone's yard and look through their window.
Well, yeah, we had a couple friends of mine posted on Facebook pictures of, like, the clown and the mask literally in their living room window, one in their driveway when they were getting ready for work in the morning.
But isn't it the same kind of eerie clown? It's like
the creepy.
Right. See, I would be like that Coney. I want to be the funny clown, the Coney Island clown.
See, would be creepy. I'm all about the creepy.
Yeah, but it's scary. I think it's scarier to be like Ronald McDonald. I mean, he wasn't really right.
He's wrong on so many levels. I mean, really.
Besides the feet. You're right. And there's only... he died? No, he didn't die, right?
Ronald McDonald?
Well, no, kids. Kids, if you're listening, Ronald McDonald did not die. And please do not sue me, McDonald's Corporation. I don't believe Ronald McDonald died. But I think, though, is the person that played him originally...
Well, probably. Ronald McDonald has been around for years, right?
So I'm thinking that's who... I don't know.
I don't know. We're off on a tangent now. But really, it's a quite interesting phenomenon that's happening.
Right. And I don't know. How did it all start? Anyone to know? You probably know.
In a different state. It was just like some creepy clown sightings obviously it went on social media, it went viral, so now you have the copycat people that think it's funny. And again, I'm all about the creepy. If you know me personally, you know that I eat that stuff up. But then on the other hand, yeah, something bad's going to happen. Someone's going to get shot or someone's going to get punched in the face.
Right,
or
and they were sighted
whatever.
Locally.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Because my daughters want to go, and I know you're still, if you're listening, this is why I didn't let you go last night, but... Wanted to go to homecoming at Hilton, New York. But there was all these things saying these clowns are going to show up. And they said, well, you're not going to go. Now you're not going.
Right.
I don't care what it is.
If you're listening and you're a clown, do you see what you just did? Now you've ruined
memory.
You've ruined Joel's daughter's lives.
Right. You
no
ruined
homecoming.
A memory.
Yeah.
No homecoming this year because of you.
Yep.
So, but we would like you to show up at the station. If you want to
How
show
cool
up.
How cool would that be if when we leave here, there's like 100 clowns just surrounding the Hungerford building?
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
All sober clowns. We're going to have all sober clowns. So we have a lot of stuff coming up. So we're going to spend a lot of time talking about that, too, this morning. We have the biggest show going on soon in December. Yeah. This is going to be huge. And this is it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
It is. We've had some people contact us wanting to play in the show that are from different states. And unfortunately, we're not at the place right now where we really can accommodate that because, you know, we are not profit. We're doing this stuff out of our pockets right now. So we don't have a big budget to spend. Someone was asking like $1,000 to play the show. I'm like, we don't have that.
Right.
But we do have someone coming in from Cincinnati. That for free. He just wants to donate his time. He's a sober musician. That's
one. And we do have a main act.
Twitch.
We have Twitch coming in. That is huge.
Yep.
And we can't announce it yet. We are negotiating with an underwriter for this to help pay for some of this stuff. Because it is expensive. I don't think people realize that when you're, even if you're trying to do a free show, somebody's got to get paid. People have to get paid. Right.
There's lights. There's music. There's the venue. There's a bunch of things that
and
go
some
into
acts,
it.
You know. But this is turning into a big thing. So, and it's interesting we're getting notified by a lot of people because I'm thinking in the future, you know, obviously we're talking about doing a festival.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that's talking, when we talked about underwriting it, I brought that up. And that could be huge. That could be an actual big festival.
Right.
And we'll just do it as a one-day event, but it could turn into a regular
festival. Well, absolutely.
Wouldn't that be great if the sober community had its own type of big music festival?
Yeah. Well, those are popping up across the country, and there's really nothing here on the East Coast so far. So
no,
we'll
I mean Woodstock's every billionaires, and they're talking about doing a 50th. But you know, we're gonna. This is where we want to go with it. So if
we
you
got
have
some cool stuff coming up, yeah.
So that's big. So we're gonna. So other acts, we're gonna see how many acts we could fit in. But this save that date.
Yes, December 10th. December 10th, December 10th, and you guys are gonna get sick of us because I'm gonna be promoting the heck out of this event as it gets closer.
And we have Todd on today.
Yep, Todd Gerslin. Unfortunately, Mr. D is sick, so he could not be here to jam on the guitar for us. But
maybe Todd could do a cappella.
Dude, I love having him on. He's an entertaining dude.
Maybe he can just say, like, sing a line from his song in a cappella. We're going to put him on the spot. You don't need Mr. Dick
can,
to
like,
be
tap
doing
on the table,
it, right?
Yeah. But no, it'll be good. Actually, one thing I wanted to mention this morning, I spoke with a man by the name of Brett Bramble this morning.
Wow.
He is walking across the country. His sister passed away from an overdose a couple of years ago, and he has decided to go across country to raise awareness for the opiate epidemic and overdose awareness. And he's actually going to be on the show. So we're coordinating that right now. But I'm going to be posting a link to his website so you can follow his journey. It's really, really cool.
And he'll be out of breath.
Yeah, he's in Nevada right now. So when he's in like a mountain area, so his reception is a little sketchy. So we're gonna try to get him on when he's in a place where he can do a call.
That's interesting. You know, it's so funny because so many... And people say, well, how do you walk across the country? You can actually walk across the country. Mm-hmm. People have been doing it for years, the Appalachian Trail. I mean,
he's doing Route 50, I believe he said.
Which is this, I mean, you can do it. I mean, I know, and you could get friends. I always wanted to do that. Yeah. I just never could get the time off to really, or just do the Appalachian Trail, which I think takes 3 months to do. And you just find a few of you should go. Never go by yourself because there's still people missing. Right? Yeah. And the Appalachian Trail kind of thing.
Is that the one, the movie The Wild? Have you seen that with Reese Witherspoon?
I'm thinking, right? Is that what he wanted to do? And then he gets stuck on that bus? Or
Oh, that's a totally different.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But the gist is, there you go. Some people have been going across country. And But again, I'll post a link to that guy's website so you can check him out and so you can see who we're going to be having on in the future. I also want to give a shout out to Billy Shaw, if you're listening. Billy, we love you. Thank you for being one of our biggest fans. Much appreciated.
Billy? Oh, William. Yes.
William Shaw, yeah.
He has his own fan club, right?
He started a Friends of Sober Life radio page.
Now, you really, yeah. And that's great.
Him and I go way, way back. And, you know, it's nothing I really want to share on the air right now. But we have quite a connection and an amazing history together. And I'm very proud of him. So, again, Billy, if you're listening, keep doing what you're doing, man. We love you.
Right. Now, a lot of things are, you know, it's so funny because the waiting list now to get into drug and alcohol treatment is beyond anyone's expectations. And what happens is, what makes it, I just want to go through this a little bit. that people think, okay, well, there's a waiting list, that's good. Well, no, because people don't wait. And that's the problem. So they die. They are dying waiting to get into treatment because there's not enough treatment programs out there right now. And I think that's the sad thing. So even though you see money, like there's all these bullet points coming out of, you know, politics that we're seeing millions and millions of dollars spent on drug and alcohol treatment and things like that. That is not even putting a small dent right now in what's going on out there because the waiting lists are huge. Mm-hmm. The waiting lists are huge, but insurance companies, sad to say, are also shrinking the time that people are allowed to go to treatment because this is how they're handling it.
Right. Thinking, 2 weeks in and out. Right. You're cured.
Thinking that is going to work. So then what happens, it doesn't. I mean, you need more time. You need something. There's just too much work that has to be done. So when people come into treatment, we try to figure out, you know, what is constantly bringing them back. And that sometimes takes time. One, you got to build a relationship with a person because trust is a big mm-hmm. thing, right? And the second part of it is once we figure it out, now we have to figure out a plan and where we're going to go for the next step out. That takes more than 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. The first week, the person's half asleep. The second week, they're getting used to you. Yeah. So it becomes it's the whole thing. So all this money's being put out, there's these huge waiting lists, and we have to figure this out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know where we're going to go. I mean, how we're going to do this, we need
something.
More resources, for
so
sure.
Maybe we create something. We need community help. See, I mean, you can build a ton of treatment centers. The epidemic's too big now. So we will try. I mean, we want to be a part of that. I think everyone now in this huge sober community is identifying ways. Mm-hmm. So we could just all get together. Maybe you and I need to set up, besides our festival, and
right.
Why don't we try to set up a forum?
Okay.
Of our type of movements.
Right.
Because there's lots of them. Right.
Well, yeah, more of like the alternative movements.
The alternative movement for chemical dependency treatment mm-hmm. and help and prevention or whatever. Maybe we should do something like that. So if you're listening or you're a fan of the show or you're also a supporter and we support you, maybe we could figure out on having that would be great. An alternative forum one day so we can get together and try to come up with something
right.
that is done by the community. Because I really... It's not going to get done. If you think this is going to get done, it's not.
It's so hard, and you get into the the whole funding aspect. I mean,
funding's
huge.
You end
up against the wall a lot of times because you can have great ideas, and sometimes putting it into action is tough without funding. And a lot of treatment centers, for example, there's somebody that funds them, there's somebody that oversees them, there's a lot
right.
of like rules and regulations, and obviously this is something that Joel knows
right.
very well because he runs a program in the Southern Tier, but. It's just there's so much that goes into it.
And if you're running a program, I mean, I think I always like to think I'm a little bit ahead of the game because I actually work for someone who's really ahead of the game.
Yeah, they're pretty progressive.
Loyola is very progressive and has research people. We just we tackle this differently, because this is another issue that we run into. Treatment centers are still doing the same kind of treatment that they did back in 1962 for the same type of person.
Mm-hmm.
It might have changed during the 80s and 90s for crack and cocaine. But this is a different thing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, what we're seeing now is completely different. It's not just now; other things are creeping into the opiate addiction
mm-hmm.
that no one even knows how to handle.
No.
I mean, bizarre, crazy things that are going on, right? Yeah. And then obviously the cocktail is being brought up and made by these little chemistry student kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Is this killing people?
We're going to talk more about that at a later show, too, because we actually have a guest coming on who was addicted to Kratom.
Yeah.
And I talked to someone yesterday that wants to share their story about their experience with K2. So, again, like these, there's just a lot of crazy stuff going on there out in the world of substance use.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because I wonder, you always want to look at society and why these changes are happening. And I always don't want to, and I am one that never wanted to blame gaming or any of this stuff, and Carrie walks in with her Nintendo shoes on today, but I don't always want to blame that. But when you look at what has happened, you look at everything that's going on now. Well, one thing, we hit everything. We have social media. We have cable. Everything, you know.
Well, yeah, it's all instant gratification. It's overwhelming the amount of technology we have.
Right. So I think that's what's happened, and it created, and also early on gaming and everything. So I think that's part of it. We have to really say that media itself has actually been a part of this start.
Right. Well, and I think it plays into things like, you know, attention deficit and whatnot. And I'm just going to speak for myself right now. And we've talked about this on previous shows. But ever since I got a smartphone.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, going back years ago when I got my first smartphone, like, I have a hard time putting it down. I'm like constantly on it. And I've noticed that it has translated to other areas of my life where I have like a 10-15 second attention span. It but then when I went to Hawaii, I didn't use my phone at all, and it was amazing.
Yeah, but right. So you got to spend $1 billion and live in Hawaii, right? And I mean, right, because they're still surfing
but
out there.
But find other things that satisfy you. I think that's, and that plays into the whole addiction aspect, too. You got to find other things that satisfy you so you're not just obsessed right, Joel's holding up some weird wire right now. Okay.
Yeah. I wonder what, that should probably, can you all hear me out there? I'm like, oh, I'm connected to the world.
We can hear you.
So, or find an addiction, this is terrible, that is really good for you.
Right. You replace. You can't just remove, in all seriousness, you can't just remove the substance, whatever the substance is or whatever the thing is that you're addicted to. You can't just remove it.
Yeah,
you got to replace it with something. And I'm not talking about substituting one drug for another. I'm talking about find something else to do to fill your time. You know, running. That's why we're such a big fan of Rockcovery Fitness, because they give you something to do, something tangible, something that's good for you.
And it makes you feel good.
Yeah, like, right. Mentally and physically.
Yeah, huge.
So something to do. Right. And it's easier said than done. You know, I know if you're...
No, you just got to get determined.
Early on and you stop using. I mean, that's great. Stop using. That's the first part. Stop using.
Yeah, stop that.
And then you got to work on
and then
filling
sweat.
Up that void.
Sweat is huge, man. Yeah. Just start working out. Exhaust yourself. And then you're going to start feeling great. And the next morning you'll wake up, you're going to do the same thing.
Well, yeah, you get the serotonin, the dopamine flowing.
Yeah.
The natural opioids and all
and
that
it's
good
all
stuff.
Movement. It's just anything movement. So it's hiking, walking, running.
Move a muscle, change a thought. I said that to clients over and over again in the past. Move a muscle, change a thought.
Yeah, like old sailors. sort of. I didn't mean that. so it's just really, you know, so, right. So it's not, you almost have to. I mean, obviously, and then we also, tattooing's big. I mean, everything's, but, and that's not killing you, right? Unless you're. Might be killing your career, but it might not, you know, maybe not, you know, have a stock look. Because you're getting are you still getting tattooed a lot?
It slowed down. I got tattooed a lot over the summer.
Yeah,
I mean,
did.
I had a couple on my leg and now my whole leg is full, so again, it's
you know, I'm gonna start back up again soon. I'm gonna travel a little bit to get tattooed.
Well, that's one of the fun parts about getting tattooed is collecting tattoos from different people.
Yeah, and I like being tattooed by people that I've known for just years and years. So.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
So today we have Todd coming back, and then he's gonna sort of help us with the show a little bit, right? I think he's gonna.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the music industry for years and years and years. That's how I know him, going back to the '90s. So he's going to play a role in helping us put this together, give us some inside information.
Right. And we're going to start early because once tickets are available, you're going to get them because this is going to go big fast, I think, because just by the info we're getting from people. And I'm not, what's this, you know, I don't want to, maybe I should call the firehouse. But how many people can you put in a montage music?
I can't remember. I mean, it's one of the larger music venues, not quite as big as Water Street, but I would say it's the next largest.
Right. And it's going to be more than just a concert. We're going to have people that are going to be talking, people that are, we're going to have hopefully other sponsors there with new ideas. And
yeah. Yeah.
It's a big event. It's going to turn into a big event. And hopefully, and maybe it'll be not even snowing and. It probably will be. I can feel snow
December
today 10th, coming.
It's pretty early on in the season, so hopefully we'll have some good weather for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see.
We'll see. So we're going to be back in a little bit. I'm playing all alternative music. I think Carrie's tired of my old man music. So I'm starting to listen.
I appreciate it, but I'm really, yeah.
We're going to go back to, I'm going back to alternative music because I love alternative music. So we'll see in a little bit. We're back. See, I'm playing better music. You have to say that I'm playing better music.
Well, all the music is is well, good
no, because I used to play. Carrie used to. I throw in like a little Glen Campbell with some Motown. I like to be a little different.
I appreciate that.
Much more uplifting than Hurt by Johnny Cash. I was waiting to come on to the Wings of Castamere.
Right. Well, I'm just hoping. As you can see, Todd's back, and or he's a. Oh, it sounds like a woman who smokes a lot of cigarettes.
He's already got us cracking up. He's already got us cracking up.
I haven't smoked in 5 years. That's just,
wow.
Todd vapes.
I vape, man. I have to say it like, you have to say it like that.
You have to say it like that.
You have to go like, I vape, man.
Do you vape, bro?
Dude, let's all vape.
It's the same thing, isn't it? Sort of. Maybe not.
Oh,
no.
It's less much
cooler, dude.
There's much more
vapor. I mean, there's much more bigger cloud that comes out.
The cloud that comes out of that
is
amazing.
It smells good, though.
It is.
I've never vaped because I can't do anything in moderation. So I'm like, I'd just be vaping 24/7.
Oh, yeah, I do not vape in moderation. I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm like...
I gotta vape.
Right, but then, okay, but it's not secondhand. It's secondhand fog.
Right? It's kind of like fog. It's, I mean, whatever's in there is, I mean, there's been studies 95% better than smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever. It's still probably not the healthiest, but.
It's harm reduction.
Right. It is harm reduction. I mean, I was on Suboxone for years, too. So.
There you go.
Right, it's harm reduction, I guess. Yeah, because my clients can't smoke, right? But they do. They bring them in. They go
on
walks.
Well, of course.
Where
there's a will, there's a way.
And somebody brought that up. Why don't we just let them vape? Because I'm thinking, I just think people would notice it more, you know, with a big cloud of smoke around their head. But
yeah, it would look like Pigpen was walking around.
Right. Yeah. And they smoke in them. They do those in the mall now. You can actually vape in the mall.
Oh, yeah. You can do
that.
Really?
I vape, I mean, like wherever. I'm in the movie theater, dude. And I'm like.
Do you vape while you're doing CrossFit?
Well, you can't see the screen.
Everybody does.
How would you see the screen? Because.
Well, it kind of adds to the ambiance of the movie theater.
Like the old, right, when I was like, when I grew up, I actually grew up in the country, but I'd go down to New York City during the summertime, and I would go to old porn. And I would, you know, by then, if you're...
Old porn?
Did you just say,
you say old porn?
Old porn.
I was like, oh, okay. Old what happened? It's like would, black and white?
Wait, did you say old forge or old porn? What did you say?
Old porn.
Okay.
So I take the train into...
How old are we talking?
I'm right. Like 9, 10. Dun, 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 when I was a tall kid.
Was there like black and white words at the bottom?
No. Yeah, the guys wore black socks. But no, it's so funny. So... I would get like enough money for my brother because I would clean the kitty litter out there, and he'd give me money every day. And I would go and I'd take.
This is just a dirty story.
It was. And I would be 9. I was like 9 hanging out with the brothers and the hookers on 42nd Street when 42nd Street was between kung fu movies and porn. And I would go
sweet.
In between. Right. And
I
all
said
the
sweet. Like, I didn't. I had no filter there at all for that. Kung fu and porn, sweet.
Todd was genuinely
if you ever
excited.
Say that, I automatically have to say sweet.
Right. And I would do the same thing every day. I'd go to McDonald's and get like a Big Mac. I'm like 10 years old. And I would go in and they didn't care. Oh, here, kid, take, you know, $5, whatever. But the movie theaters were full of like smoked.
Yeah,
you could smoke porn.
Sticky floors. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
Pee Wee Herman chilling. Hey,
yeah, in between Bruce Lee.
It wasn't butter.
Right, Bruce Lee and Georgina Spelvin or whatever.
A lot of holes at the bottom of the popcorn. Right.
Never understood that, but it was So that was right. So that was the same kind of thing. So that would right be vaping. Be the same kind of thing. You walk in the theater. And
sure.
Isn't
it funny, like how we digress, like what this has turned into?
Just
a simple question about Todd vaping, and now we know about Joel.
It brought back memories.
I'm trying to lower my milligrams. I am, but it's hard, man.
Yeah.
Look, dude, I don't have many vices left in this world. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, you know, I even trying to eat healthy, which is like huge.
I'm doing that.
I think it's, and that kind of ties into, I think being sober is starting to take. Physical care of yourself,
yes.
too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I've never felt better right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. You look great.
Oh, thank you.
I yeah, tried.
Healthy,
like,
very healthy.
You do look healthy.
Thanks.
I can't eat better, though. I mean,
you can't eat better.
I went running. Mary, I tell you, I've been running lately. Yeah. And then I went with someone and we had a hot dog. It's like, I don't think.
That makes me want to vomit just hearing about that. Running and then eating a hot dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like running and eating hot dogs.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Did you? Well, you know, it's so funny. As we go back to Sober Life Radio. but, you know, they have this thing now. If you go, like, always go to Jack Nicholson is supposed to be killing himself, right?
What?
By eating.
Wait, right? Wait. You're talking this is real or a movie he's been in?
Well, I don't know if it's real, but it's on the front cover of some crazy magazine.
So
by
it must
the,
be real.
Okay, the Jack Nicholson trying to kill himself.
And they say he's trying to kill himself by eating.
Oh,
and
say, yeah, really?
Yeah. But next time you're at Wegmans, it's still up there.
I'm already Googling
dude, I love
it.
Jack.
So do I.
Come on.
So they show him eating a hot dog on a yacht, and he looks huge. And he always looked huge, but now he looks like he's like 400 pounds.
Really?
And it says Jack Nicholson killing himself by eating. And it shows him eating this big old hot dog.
That's great.
Right, so last night I'm eating this hot dog. I'm looking at myself like, well, I hope I don't. How do I look eating a hot dog? But
that's hilarious. I could just see memes now of him with the Wendy at home and like hot dogs popping into his mouth.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. I'm not seeing anything yet.
Fat Jack. Oh, I'm sure it's on what I know.
Well, I say at this point, dude, you were in some great movies. You were
Jack
in
Nichols, right?
Right. You can
you could eat whatever. If you want to eat an Oscar Mayer wiener, bro.
Anything.
Whatever.
Like everything. He could date a not a 15-year-old.
Well, he could. He might have.
No, he can't. We are against...
If I'm Jack
that
Nicholson,
is not
I'm
something that we support on this show. Maybe other shows, but that is not something that we support on this show, for the record.
No, like 21-year-olds.
I mean, even 50. I think you meant 50-year-olds.
Right. Maybe that's 50, what he said, 50.
That's a youngster. 80. Right, that's a youngster.
Right, that's a youngster.
Yeah, that's what I heard, 50. Okay.
Right. I don't know why I said that. That's
so I think
crazy.
We just need to have Todd on at least, you know, maybe like at least once a month, right. Like a guest spot.
Yeah, because we don't get anything done. So anyway, so Todd is going to help us with his concert. We got to somehow bring this back together.
Yeah.
Right, or we're going to get closed.
We got good stuff. No, and we loved having you on last time. I mean, those stories, like, I genuinely enjoyed listening.
You know, it's funny. I thought about that after I told the whole Mike Starr thing. But there's a whole positive side to that whole thing.
Yeah.
Wrong hoping.
Feel free to tell it, because I was like, I'm like, oh, I'm promoting the crap
out
of this.
That I never really talked about, and that's that I eventually had to move back to Rochester from Seattle.
Right.
Okay. And I mean, out there, it was a mess, and I was, you know, selling stuff to make money. I mean, it was bad. So I ended up back home and got sober.
Yeah.
And then I felt like I needed to make amends to... like Seattle, because of what happened up there. I needed
the whole state?
The whole Washington.
The whole state.
All of Washington. Part of Portland and California, too.
Right, because they trickle into that area.
So I decided, at that time, there was a thing called the Lane Staley Fund.
Yes.
Yes.
And the Lane Staley Fund raised money for people in Seattle that were going through heroin addiction and helping them recover. So I was like, oh my God, I want to put on something here in Rochester that will raise money for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did one and it went okay. And the Lane Staley Fund themselves were so cool about it with me.
Wow.
Send me shirts. And then because I did that, they asked me if I would like to come to Seattle for the real Lane Staley Fund. I think Daughtry was playing and all these bands. And they all played Alice in Chains songs. And they asked me to come to Seattle for the live event. And I was like, oh my God, yes, I would love that. And especially going back to Seattle sober after not being there sober was kind of a cool thing. But they asked me to come back, and the day they asked me to come back ended up being on my year sobriety date.
What?
To the day.
Wow, that's cool.
To the day. They were like, oh, August 25th. And I was like, wow.
That's
wow.
So
it was
cool.
Like, it was a moment. You know, I don't know if it was like the whole, if it was a, you know, people would call that a God moment.
Yeah, it is.
Meant to be.
You know what I mean? So it was.
Nothing's coincidental anymore.
Yeah, I know. I struggle. I still, here I am 10 years in, I still struggle with that sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I believe, I mean, there's something, I don't know, but I feel like so much emphasis goes into that. And this is just my personal opinion that it's like, and I think it's okay to struggle with it. I think most people, you know, unless I wasn't raised any certain religion. My mom's a Jew, so I guess I'm a Jew, but I never practiced Judaism.
Right.
But I, you know, I've always been more of a spiritual person and not such a God person, but I believe there's some kind of energy out there, something.
Well, there has
to
be.
That's what I believe,
there has to be. And we don't want to get too much into this, but we might as well, because who knows? It's radio, right? It's live.
Yeah. So. Why not?
And maybe we'll live longer, because maybe God will think this is good. So, but yeah, I think there has to be. And the problem is no one was there to see it. Right? No one. It doesn't matter. I don't care how many people wrote all this stuff and thought that they saw whatever they saw. None of us now were there.
Right.
Right? We don't even know. The world is not even that old. And all these things that are happening with the world could have been happening all along. Right? Other than people and acting crazy.
Yeah. I just feel like that sometimes people put more emphasis on the God thing than doing the footwork.
Yes.
Right.
You know what? Honey, I'm going to pray for you. And I'm like... Okay, you know that if that makes you feel good, then I'm down. But you know what? Like, I think that praying isn't about praying for other people. It's about having some kind of acceptance. To me, it's more of a meditative state to have acceptance and kind of I can tie myself into some energy that is out there that I know is out there, some kind of positive loving energy.
I have 100%. I'm all about the energy thing.
Yes.
I mean, I will be the first person to say that I'm like more agnostic. Like I don't necessarily believe in a specific thing, but I know that there's something. But for me, I don't identify that as being God per se. But I like what you said, you know, because I'll see that quite a bit, especially in terms of people recovering from their addictions.
Sure.
Is like, you know, by the grace of God, you know, God did this for me. God, but you do a lot of the footwork. It's not just you're sober.
But it's a term. You have to put it on something. I think you have to, you know, you can call it, like I used to have spirituality group for my rehabs. I don't call it that anymore. I call it purpose group because I feel you have to have purpose, right? There has to be something. So, and that sort of took away that whole, well, I have to believe in that.
Because that kept me away from getting sober for a while.
Right,
I was like, dude, what? I'm not going to, I don't even want to talk about God. And for me, when I think about going to a group of people and talking about God, I'm talking about some kind of, you know, religious aspect, right. which I'm like, no.
No, you got to remove that out of it.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because like even in the rooms, they say that it's not God per se, but then everything is capitalized. Like he is capitalized, capital H. That's God. So that in the early days, I remember being very turned off too. Like, what is this?
But recovery fitness, I think that's interesting. Because I really believe like going into the natural world, exercising, feeling great. To me, that's what it is. It's like it's all around you.
Well, bigger connection. Yeah.
Right. You have like a bigger connection with yourself. Energy.
To me, that's what I've learned in sobriety, too, is it's grown my spirituality exponentially only because of, you know, to keep searching and searching. And sometimes there's days I feel like I'm out of answers, man. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's days where I'm like, no way, it's me and my thoughts and that's it. And then there's days where I'm like, oh, I know that there's something going on out there. But to kind of put some human form to it, I think is silly.
Right.
I think it's silly.
You must experience that when you look at Nixon.
If what you want to call quote unquote God moments when I look at my kid, because I'm like, it blows my mind. It's like amazing to look and watch him learn and see the parts of his mom and I in him that is like, and watching him grow. It's like, it's wild.
You posted the video the other day of him singing Ain't No Sunshine.
Yeah. Because he saw the video from here, me doing it like a few times.
I watched that like 10 times.
Well, yeah, that's
I mean to be like a creeper, but I'm like, I just kept watching that video over and over again. She's and I'm like, creeper. How cool is that? Like this little kid, like emulating his dad. Like, oh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, no, and that's what it is. That's what's remarkable, right? And the whole thing is, I don't care what you read, Quran, Bible, whatever. All it talks about is just being kind to other people.
Right.
That's it. I mean, it really gets to that point.
Compassion. I've been all about the Buddhism thing lately. Like, I've really reading up on it and getting into, like, refuge recovery.
Yeah.
We'll probably have a whole show on that at some point. I love refuge
recovery. Yeah, we could bring Carrie's religion in here, but...
See, but that's the thing about Buddhism. It's not a religion. That's what I like about it. It's not theistic. So it's like.
And it's not fat little green guy that people put in the yards, right?
Right. Touch his belly.
Yeah.
Right. Throw pennies around him or something.
Buddha.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be. Yeah. I was in Japan, and if they really believe that all their wealth comes from that.
It does come down to connection and love for me.
Yeah.
Because when I'm out there and I'm using, I lose that. Like, I could be around, a bunch of people, and I still don't feel connection. Nope. Right. I still don't feel love. I don't love myself. And if I'm not loving myself, then not going to love anybody else around me.
Sure.
Because I can't even love myself. And in sobriety, the first thing you learn is you can start to love yourself and you can start to let some of that stuff go that you beat yourself up all the time for. And all of a sudden you're starting to like, you know what? I'm okay. I was just sick and I'm working on this. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden your ability to love other people, then you start making amends to people. And then all of a sudden you feel more community in, you know, with other sober people. And I feel like with all that spirituality ends up growing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like like Seattle.
Well, look at all the people. I've talked about this time and time again on the show. The people that we've connected to just because of this show. Like, I mean, we have lots of friends. I mean, in the field, we've worked with a lot of people. But because of the show, I mean, I'm connecting with people in different states, different countries. Someone from London reached out to us yesterday and posted on our page. They're like, love and light from London, and then started like conversation. It's the coolest thing, man.
Including old men that look at Carrie's picture.
That's starting to go to the wayside now. There was a lot of men that were friend requesting me because they saw that I was connected to the show. Whatever. It was this whole thing.
That's going to happen
no matter what.
Yeah.
I haven't got... No one did that to me.
So creeps.
I'll let you know.
Especially ones that are like 15-year-olds.
Right? Oh, God. It was creepy. Right. Creepy.
Like the long neck dude I saw on Facebook.
Oh, yes. Todd showed us this.
If you guys haven't seen this yet... There's a guy, I don't know, it's going viral. This guy, he violated the terms of his, like, Yeah, or something.
Horrible story, despicable man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm reading this story, and I'm like, this is just despicable. I can't believe it. And then somebody said to read the comments, and literally after the first three comments, I was on the floor laughing.
Yeah,
right.
I couldn't even look at the dude. Dude.
He's a creepy looking dude. Yeah. But then I started looking at him as being the dude from SpongeBob. Like,
yes.
Well, the clarinet.
Joel loves it so much. I don't know what just came out of that. Speaking of throat,
you meant vaping, bro?
No, man, but it's squeakly. No, the guys with the clarinet, you mean, right?
There was like these weird fish minnowy things. Yeah, he looks like he could be a few characters on SpongeBob.
Now, who's the guy that plays the clarinet?
Squidworth,
right? He looks like
Squidward.
Him.
Squidward.
Squidward, right?
Feel free to correct us. Anyone that's listening,
I'm not a big SpongeBob.
Number nine.
SpongeBob. You know, there's a lot of problems with SpongeBob because they're not sure. I guess he's asexual, right?
What are the problems?
Well, no one knows. Parents don't like to watch, you know, because we don't know what he does. First of all, he's got his underwear out inside out.
I've heard those stories. Him and Philip?
Yes, Philip. Philip's gay.
Patrick.
And they have a relationship with each other. And no one knows.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, sweetie. I would never say that.
Patrick, it kind of gives it away for me, right?
Well, no.
If he was just Pat, I'd be like, yeah, he's Pat. But he's Patrick.
My dad and I were just having this conversation.
No offense to any Patricks out there.
No.
But my dad and I were just talking about this the other day, how a lot of times, this is just not PC, I feel. But, you know, whatever. The full names can sometimes be a giveaway.
That's what it is.
Patrick's. Right.
The way you spell them. No, I used to like Bugs Bunny in a dress. I think it's the same thing.
Whoa.
We are learning so much about Joel. Again, it just continues to amaze me every week.
Wow. I kind of agree,
though. You like Bugs Bunny in a dress.
That was, because it was different.
That explains
a lot.
Like,
you're a little kid, you know, that's like, that's kind of... weird.
I saw this thing that this girl skipped school. Did you guys see this at all? She's like a high school student. She skipped school, right? So the father, to get back at the daughter for skipping school, put a dress on.
Yes.
Walked the daughter to school.
That's amazing.
The daughter was like, she was terrified. I thought it was the greatest thing.
That's amazing.
Well, yeah, because now dad is, you know, coming.
Yes, Joel.
Bunny in a dress.
Yeah,
we've got our board up.
Yes,
Paul here.
Remember that? Paul,
teasing
that was
Joel.
Like, yes, Bugs Bunny in a dress.
He's trying to pretend like he doesn't. No, I've never seen this before. It's in his actual
He's like,
photo
I didn't
album.
Look this up. This is right. just always on my phone.
I usually
background.
Don't bookmark this.
No, there's actually a whole film with Bugs Bunny in a dress, right? There is, right? There's a, like, they did a whole reel of it. Not just right. I don't know. Maybe they did.
Amazing.
Sometimes my childhood thoughts, you know, my memories do get confused with real and make believe. I got a new band.
You do.
Let's do some plug-in. Let's do some Todd plug-in.
So I was in Minds Open Wide.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And we were kind of like proggy, little tiny bits of metal, a little bit of funk, a little even reggae in there. And that band split up. So now I got another band with Freddie DeCoste.
Oh, yes. Wrong. Yes.
Who plays still guitar in that band.
Yeah.
And we just had a couple practices, already got a couple songs, and that's the band that we're going to play on the 10th.
Yes.
We're actually writing really well right now. It's kind of funky. I'd say it's got a little Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
I was just going to say.
Are you going to be going to that show, the Chili Peppers show?
Oh, you mean the one that sold out in 2 minutes?
Did it? I figured.
Yeah. You can always get tickets.
Yeah, I'm going to try to still get tickets, but I really do want to go. I've seen them a bunch of times, and they're awesome. Even though I'm a huge John Frusciante fan.
The kid that plays for him, he used to play for Bob Forrest. You know that, right?
The guy that plays him now, Josh, whatever his name is.
He played with Bob Forrest from Celebrity Rehab. Mm-hmm. They had a band together.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they did. That's how the kid became such a great musician, actually through Bob Forrest.
Is he sober, that kid?
Yeah, I'm thinking he is.
I mean, I think Kiedis has been sober for a while. At least he's supposed to have been. His book was one of the best books I've ever read.
Scar Tissue.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. I read that in like probably my first 6 months of being sober. And he captures some of the darkness.
Yes.
Like at the one part, he talks about how he got a new apartment. And he's like, I'm starting fresh, new apartment. And then all of a sudden, one night, he went downtown. He grabbed some stuff. Came back.
Looked it up.
And all of a sudden, he said that his apartment was tainted ever since then. He said he couldn't be in there ever since then because it was that drug using house, you know, like that darkness just kind of swarmed in there. It was I loved that book.
Yeah.
I could probably read it again. He also said, give it away, what was about giving it away to keep it.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah, he was a womanizing dude, man.
Yeah.
He'd be like, he had like sponsors. You had women sponsors. And
huh. That's what, you know, I should really read that. I've read like Steve-O's book. I've read Nikki Sixx's book.
He had a bicycle thief. The kid was on that. So that
oh, really?
Was, yep. Pull it up. Make sure I got the right guy.
Steve-O. I got to chill with Steve-O.
I saw that. How is he in real life?
I don't know. It was surreal for me because I'm such a huge Jackass fan.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, Josh.
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were in a
Interesting.
Band.
Interesting.
They were in a band together. Remember, Bob Forrest was really hooked in with the Chili Peppers. He actually helped them get sober.
Really?
So that's how that kid ended up getting
That's to do
in
with
there.
The glasses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And the hat. And that's how that kid was able to get in there.
I wonder if he is that. It's a good possibility that he is.
Interesting. There's so many. There's so many people out there that we don't even know about. Now, Steve-O, you said it was like surreal for you?
Yeah, it was surreal because I'm such a huge fan.
We were supposed to get him on, remember?
Yeah.
Long time when we first started.
About 2.5-3 years ago. He was in Rochester.
I have his manager. I could text him.
Yeah, let me know. Well, we got Brandon Novak coming on.
I know. So, man, that's interesting. I want to meet that dude, man.
Yeah.
You know what? It just reminded me. I'm scatterbrained. That
no, you're good.
When the whole Else Chains thing, when I went out to Lane's Daily Fund, I got to hang out with Lane's mom.
Oh, Carol, right? Is that Carol?
It's
Kurt Cobain's mom.
I have her number actually still
on
my phone.
Such losing credit today.
It's shoot.
Well, she was actually on Celebrity Rehab. She came on to see
when Mike Starr was in there.
Yes, to see him, to visit him.
That was a really sad episode.
Yeah,
he just broke down, like seeing her and. She kind of, if I remember correctly, kind of like gave him, kind of like forgave him because he had all these feelings of guilt. And she was like, it's okay. Like, it would have happened regardless of
your
actions.
Yeah, she said that. And then she said, but, you know, that guy Todd, I hope he never hangs.
Right.
comes out here again, even though he made amends.
His real downfall was this guy Todd from Rochester, you know.
Right.
Meeting her was surreal. I just put a bunch of brakes on those jokes, didn't I?
Yeah. No, you're good.
Wow, it's going to be a real
story. Right,
the woman that
birthed Lane Staley. I mean, come on.
Right.
I was like, because before that, he's just a dude. I listened to his music. And then all of a sudden, it was like a reality. I was like, this is somebody's son that died.
Right.
This isn't just like, you know, some guy that I like idolize because he's in a rock band. This is an actual dude that died from drug addiction. It was very surreal. Couldn't have been nicer.
And we forget about that a lot. We always forget there's like when we hear all these kids that are dying, it is somebody's son. And then when you finally see their parents like we did at the that one festival, Overdose Awareness Festival.
Well, and that's what we need more of. There's actually this really cool campaign that's going on the internet, like the 129 a day, where they show you a picture and then like a little story of the person. Because, again, we see time and time again the spoon and the needle and the this and that. Like, these are real people. Let's see their faces. Let's see what they really look like.
Very,
let's
very
not see them, you know, with like their mug shots. Let's see what the real person.
My ex, Lisa?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, wow.
She died. She died. We were together for a long time.
Did she really? Did I know that? I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, dude. She, without getting into too many details. Yes.
Wow.
That's
sad. So many people. Well, there was a lot of people that we knew from back in the day that have passed, and a lot of them because of their addiction, directly or indirectly.
Talking about that just makes me feel so happy to be where I'm at right now.
Who would have thought? I mean, now we were part of the same circle, but we weren't like, you know, we weren't like besties in the circle. But who would have thought, you know, fast forward 15, 20 years later,
and there's not a lot of people in these circles. That's the sad thing.
And a lot of them have died, man. Like I've seen, like it happens all the time. And I take it for granted. I think now in sobriety you get years later and you forget that, like, wow, this stuff kills people.
Yeah.
Right.
It kills people. Like loved ones, family, sons, daughters, brothers. It kills people. And it's horrible, man. It's horrible to think about that. Like the effect, because we're so selfish and self-consumed.
We are.
In the middle of all that, you almost want to die.
You
almost just want it because it's so much pain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That, and you feel like I don't even deserve to live.
No.
And it's so hard to think. Like, I mean, like when I was homeless, I remember being on the interloop and I would hold my cardboard sign and my sister would drive by me. And not even look at me.
Oh,
and I remember being so upset. Like, dude, you're my sister. You can't stop and you give me a dollar.
Yeah.
Like, I'm your brother. I'm dying over here. And never once until I got sober realized how much it must have hurt her to see her big brother standing on the street corner.
I can't even imagine.
Like, it took me to get sober. Like, oh, my God, that's her big brother. Look, a junkie standing on the side of the road. Yeah. And I'm upset at her that she won't give me a dollar.
Right.
Right.
No,
yeah.
I think about that with my parents a lot of times, like the things that they had to go through and experience. And
all the families are they're still scarred today. Most of these families are. And there's not enough treatment for families either, because that's another thing, too. That stays on forever and ever and ever.
Sure, and there's a lot of trust that you lost. It might, mm-hmm. Some of it takes years to get back if you get it back from your family.
My mom slept with her purse for years.
Right.
My mom opened up. She had a mail slot, you know, like the,
the
little open ones. And that's how she answered the door once to me. She was like... What? She would not. I'm like, Mom, I have nowhere to sleep tonight. And she's like talking to me through like the little mail.
It reminds
slot
me of
thing.
Basketball Diaries. Right. That scene, that's like the most brutal scene where Leonardo DiCaprio is at the door and he's like, Mom, please.
Well,
please.
I think the most brutal scene might have been in the bathroom.
Oh.
That might have been the most brutal scene.
But that was
an impacting movie.
It was.
I mean, that's the thing.
That's a good movie, too. I mean, that's spot on. Sometimes I see movies and I'm like, nah, that's not really how addiction is. And then I see movies where it makes me like sick. Like, I'll get nauseous.
I always wanted to watch those movies when I was trying to get clean. Like, I'd be like 2 days without using anything. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch Basketball Diaries.
Right. Think it's going to help.
I think I'm going to watch I don't know why.
Maybe followed by Trainspotting. Like,
right, exactly. What's the one where with Jared Leto?
Anything with Chinese food.
I don't know. Wait.
Jared Leto. Anyways, where his arm is like half falling off. The mother's on the speed pills.
Requiem for a Dream.
That's another one I would watch.
I forgot that was Jared Leto.
Yeah,
I'd
be
was
like 4 days sober watching Requiem for a Dream and then wondering why like I'm jonesing to
always. Same thing, even like with music too. Like I, you know, you listen to like the most depressing.
Right,
most,
I would put
like,
Alice in Chains on.
Yeah.
That's even treatment. We have a movie list that we... And it's not, and it's so, and they trick you, right? So they put these movies out, and you have to actually, there's actually a list. You go through and check what movies you're supposed to show people in rehab.
Right.
Because some of it's so subliminal. They sneak it all in.
Right.
And it's like, it's necessarily not that. I mean, you would
you
think.
You mean sneak in.
Like all kinds of things just to get you, like, this. To get
for
someone
sober
to,
or
not to get someone to go drink, to get someone to smoke, to get someone to go get high. I mean,
so you
it's
think
really
the people are actually
the
doing
people that
this?
Create the movies.
You have to, because a movie costs millions of dollars to make.
So it's like the Wayne's World when they're like Doritos, and
the
Pepsi.
Subliminal advertising where they make like the alcohol look extra tasty and the
millions of dollars. They do that because that's the only way they can afford to pay for these movies. So Budweiser or cigarette companies or anyone would come in and start funneling all this money. Yeah, you can't.
Oh,
who's going to pay?
I took a whole course on that in school.
Maybe I should stop watching Deliverance.
Right. Isn't that funny? I was driving to the woods last night, and the person I was with said, have you ever seen Deliverance? Like, couldn't you say, why don't you say, look at that rabbit or that deer over there? But why would you bring that up? Like,
I think that's like the third time that movie has come up on this show, just like randomly. Too.
I just love this song.
Was that Dueling Banjos?
Who
love
doesn't
it.
Like that?
I know. Awesome.
And every time people hear that,
and Burt Reynolds, I mean, when he had hair.
Which is a great song. I don't think they think it was going to, well, they must have, because that's all anyone thinks about.
I know.
When that song comes up.
Yeah, and when you say Deliverance, people start going,
yeah, it's like we're trained right now to do
I'm going to learn how to play that. I was just saying earlier, I have a banjo. I don't know how to play it, but I own one. So I'm going to learn how to play that.
That was
it's my next mission.
Carrie and I are actually going to sleep in a tent together.
Joel keeps bringing this up. Yeah,
with our banjo.
We're not going to spoon or anything. We're just we're just sharing space.
We're sharing space.
No spooning.
We're going to climb a mountain. Why don't you bring the banjo to the thing where we can have a campfire banjo?
Let's see if anyone knows how to play. Anyone that's listening that's going on the camping trip on the 14th, 15th.
So what are you guys doing, the recovery thing?
Yeah. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're going
to
climb.
I'd love to do that sometime.
We're going
to
climb. What is not slippery stuff. Slope? What is?
It probably will be, though.
Slippery slope.
Right. It's slippery something. What is it called?
Slippery slope. Big slide.
It's called big slide.
I kind of like slippery slope better.
So we'd like to thank. We got to get you back in again.
Every time we always
run
just
out
run
of
out of time. We could.
But
he'll be like our regular.
You're
going to
be our maybe once a month we'll bring you back, and he's going to help us with the show. So
maybe we can get him on the Brandon Novak episode too.
Yeah,
get him in here in the studio so you could chat with him.
All right, so everybody have a great week. We're hoping. And what are you doing this week? Anything important?
I'm going to the Hilton Apple Fest tomorrow with some with the Sober Squad.
Is that actually tomorrow?
Yeah. So. Be out and about.
Well, I'm hoping.
Yes.
Hilton Apple Fest. Wow, it's already that time? Are you sure? I don't think it's this week.
It is. Waiting so have a good weekend,
thanks
everybody.
For you guys.
If you're out the Hilton Apple Fest.
Oh, we would love.
Yes.
It's been great.
Thank you, Todd.
So see you later.
See ya.
Have a great week.